Hello, welcome. This is Antennas to Heaven, today with Sander van Hees.
I'm not sure if I remember. It was in the theater, the main theater of Amsterdam, the Stad Schouwburg, and I think it was even a hugely adapted version of a Shakespeare play, but they added all kinds of influences, and then at some point in, I think, it must have been a very sad scene when someone had died, they played this song.
ما تبكيش أنا ما قالها لي حتى واحد ما تخميش ما تبكيش كنت حابة يقولها لي كاش واحد كامل الناس يرقدوا جيب لي ربي باللي الوقت أحبس كمل الناس يطفي والضوء نسمع الليل يتنفس ما تخميش وما تبكيش أنا ما قالها لي حتى واحد ما تخميش وما تبكيش تحب يقولها لي كش واحد كلمة زلهم سهرانين.
I didn't know the name of the song. I didn't even know which language it was, but I really, really loved it, and it also made me a bit emotional as well. And then afterwards, I tried to remember, some of the sounds or the words that I heard. And I tried to find what song it was, and in the end, actually, someone of the theater told me what it was, and then it turned out to be an Arabic song, but a song in the Algerian dialect, actually, maybe also because of the whole setting, it really kicked in, and then I thought, oh, I want to know more of this this type of music. Yeah, and in the end, I even decided to started to study Arabic, actually. I started to study Arabic because of that song, because I liked the language so much. I found out that it was Arabic, which I didn't know before.
ما تخميش وما تبكيش كنت حابة يقولها لي كش واحد
The song is Ma Tebkish by Suat Massi. And matepkish means don't cry. Ma in Arabic means no, do not. And epkish means to cry, apparently. And the letter T means you. So it's about someone you're talking to. Don't cry, please. Yeah, so it's... it's a sad song, but also there's also hope in it. It's all it's also trying to make some feel someone a little bit better or give some hope. Yeah, it just just caught me. I really liked the music, and I never knew that Arabic could be so soft and so lyrical. And and then I thought, it had something mystical to me. I don't know why, actually. So I really wanted to learn more about that language, and then I thought I could just maybe subscribe for a lesson, and then we'll see where it ends. And then I just went to this language institute in Utrecht, and I subscribed for Arabic 1. That's what it was called. And then you just start with learning the script, actually, which is not that difficult, because it also has 26 letters, like in Dutch. And then pronouncing some of the difficult sounds, and then you can just, like any other language, vocabulary and verbs. Yeah. And then I kept on doing that, actually. So I took course 2 and 3, and then I met someone there, and we became friends, and we decided to go to Lebanon to study Arabic there. An apartment in the outskirts of Beirut, in Ain El Remene, a neighborhood, and then we took the bus. But bus in Lebanon is, yeah, quite a different concept than we know here. So there are little minivans that are racing through the city, like in circles, and then you have to put your hand in the air and hope they will stop and see you, and then they will take you downtown. And there we had a language institute where we would go every day, and then we'd have 4 hours of lessons a day, and in between we're studying and listening to music and talking, and hoping to get better. But it's difficult. Well, the difficult thing was also that in the beginning, I would still, because in the Netherlands, I studied modern standard Arabic, MSA, or Fusha, as they say in Arabic, and to the Lebanese, it's like you're talking Shakespearean English. It's really weird to speak that language. It's a written language, it's not spoken. So in the beginning, I was ordering coffee in modern standard Arabic, and they would say, "What are you doing? Why?" It's like maybe if in Spain you would start speaking in Latin, or it's like the same experience probably. So as I became better in Lebanese Arabic, it went more fluent, and then the interactions with people, and when we were doing some hikes in the mountains, we really met people that couldn't speak English, and then it's like a key to a new world, the language, because then you would be able to talk to someone you would never be able to talk to otherwise. That's magical, actually.
الإعلان العالمي لحقوق الإنسان للأمم المتحدة. قراءة فارس. الديباجة. لما كان الاعتراف بالكرامة المتأصلة في جميع أعضاء الأسرة البشرية وبحقوقهم المتساوية الثابتة هو أساس الحرية والعدل والسلام في العالم.
نعم، قالت له.
ولما كان تناسي حقوق الإنسان وازدراؤها
ترضيه به، فقال لها إنه لا يرضى إلا بالروح، وأنا خائف منه، وأنا رجل مظلوم. فقالت له إن كنت مظلوما كما تزعم استعن بالله، فإنه يكفيك شره وشر ما
تخاف. Like to eat, and people, they cheer up so much, and me too. It's the difference between no communication and communication. Yeah, like uncovering a mystery or something. First the language is totally unknown, and then you get more pieces, and then you start to it starts to unfold in a completely new world and new poetry, new music, new culture with it. It's not alone. It's not only the language. It's a completely new world that starts to unfold. So that's magical, I think.
ولما كان الإدراك العام لهذه الحقوق والحريات الأهمية الكبرى للوفاء التام بهذا التعهد فإن الجمعية العامة
I found that Lebanese Arabic is a really beautiful language and is much softer than the Arabic they speak in the Gulf states, for instance, and than modern standard Arabic. It doesn't have the hard K sound, the Q sound, they don't have it. It's a beautiful language because it describes things. Sometimes it doesn't call it by name, it just describes it. And even the names of the neighborhoods. I was living, I said before, in Ain el Ramane. I cannot pronounce it correctly, but it means the neighborhood was called the Eye of the Pomegranate, or the Source of the Pomegranate. It depends on how you translate it. And these kind of the expressions or the proverbs or there's one I like very much. It's I'm not sure if my Arabic pronunciation is good, but it's something like Amul Mneh Wajit Bil Bahar. Probably it's not correct, but it means something like do something good and throw it in the sea. And yeah, it means do something good and don't ask for anything in return. Our teacher, she was really good, and she showed us a video or film about Fairuz. And Fairuz is one of the most legendary singers of the Arabic world, and she's from Lebanon, but everyone knows her. Every Arabic person you talk to knows Fairuz, and the music is typically played in the morning. So you at in the morning, sobah, you would actually listen to Fairuz and eat breakfast or drink coffee. Never in the evening, apparently. I'm not sure why, but someone told me, yeah, it's because Fairuz is light music and it's easily digestible, and you could then it's better to listen to it in the morning. And then she showed us a film. I'm not sure what it's called, about Lebanon. And when the filmmaker is actually interviewing taxi drivers. And that's actually what I also did when I was in Lebanon. I talked a lot to taxi drivers because it's a low threshold to talk to taxi drivers and to try your Arabic and try to see if it works, if they understand. And then the filmmaker also does that. And then the main taxi driver in that film is complaining a lot about Lebanon because not much is really well organized in Lebanon. But then at some point he turns on Fairuz, his favorite song, and then he's like in love with the music and also with Lebanon. He says, I love this country so much. It is the same country he was complaining about so much. He said, I want to leave as soon as possible. And that I also, I found so amazing that music can be, can mean so much to someone, and then also can have such a strong relationship with a country or a culture. We'll be right back. But what I also loved is that people would be eating in a bar, in a restaurant, and at some point during the evening, the tables would be pushed to the sides, and there would be dancing. Actually, people would start dancing, and also together, not only with their group, with whom they were sitting at one table, they would mingle actually, and I found that amazing. People dance together when some song is played, but they also know the lyrics. They sing along with the lyrics. They all know them. And there is this dance, it's called Dabke. And if Dabke music is played, people just grab each other's hands and start to do this dance with their feet and turn around in circles, and everyone can join, and you would learn it from the person next to you, and it felt really inclusive. Yeah, like you would could be part of the culture or society is more one than we experience here. Of course, the society in Lebanon is not one at all, because Lebanon is like a mosaic. It's there are Shia people, Sunni people, Christian, different Druze, and they're all living together in the same country, but most of them, they don't even talk, or they don't know each other. They really live in their own bubble, but the music connects them, because I think Feruz is Christian, I'm not sure, but I think so, but everyone knows her and everyone loves her, so the music is apparently capable of what politics isn't capable of at all. Because I think Feruz is also so much loved because she's one of the few artists, prominent artists, that actually stayed in Lebanon during the civil war. So that was, I think, from 75 till 1990, so really 15 years. And she stayed, and she didn't go away. A lot of people just left the country. When you hear her music, there's this song called Le Beirut. And it's about, I never studied the lyrics, but it really gives me the feeling that it's talking about Beirut in a way with a lot of love. Like it sounds like she loves Beirut a lot. But there's also so much tragedy in this song, so much grief about the city, which of course is very logical, because it was the Paris of the Middle East. It was so beautiful, and I've seen pictures of the big square with the mosque, and it looks so beautiful with all the palm trees and gardens and flowers and beautiful buildings, and nothing is left of that, nothing. So, and now again, there was a new destruction now because of the explosion in the harbor. So there is a lot of grief possible. But I think what I found really powerful is that the Lebanese have so much to complain about their government that's completely dysfunctional, and about how everything is organized, the economy, the lack of infrastructure and services, and the prices that are much too high, but they still love their country a lot. And this mixed feeling, this almost schizophrenic relationship with their country, maybe also helps them to process, and that's also in the music, I think, helps them to process everything that's happening, I guess. They grieve it and they find it really bad and try to make it better, but it's almost impossible under the circumstances. But at the same time, they love their country and they're very proud, and rightly so, I guess. There's a lot to be proud of. للبحر والبيوت لصخرة كأنها وجه بحار قديم Certainly in her music there is an emotion or that I don't see in other types of music. So even without really understanding the lyrics, it can sometimes really help me, or it makes me feel better, or this type of music is it's really special to me, I think, now. And also it has this side that there's this emotion. It's sometimes a bit melancholical or dramatic, but it also, as I said, has some hope in it, and I really like that, and I don't see it in a lot of other music I know. And also it's really honest, I think. The Arabic music that I listen to is most of all about life and about how people experience life and feel about life, and that's why I really like it, I guess. And also maybe the music made me even more curious, because I found out that there's so much to discover. This language that you don't understand and starts to unfold, but there's so much more. I only have like the tip of the iceberg, and it makes me even more curious about this language and about what's the culture that's behind it, to explore more. My name is Daniel Garcia, and this has been Antennas to Heaven. Lots of love to the people of Lebanon and their wonderful country, which I miss so much. Thanks for listening.